a little bit. Let's go to that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline and talk to Jordan Brown, performance manager at Exos Texas. Jordan, it's Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. Good evening, and thanks for joining the show.
Hey, no problem. Good to be on. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Now, of course, we know Exos, your work training some of the top athletes coming out in this NFL draft. I was just lamenting to Nick yesterday because there's no scouting combine, and usually I'm in Indianapolis and running around in the cold and talking to players and watching workouts and all as much as we possibly can, but there's no combine this year. How does that change draft preparation? How does it, you know, in your work, in your field of preparing these players, some of the top players in the draft, how does it kind of adjustments that you've had to make?
Yeah, it definitely threw us some curveballs, that's for sure, especially with COVID and then, you know, just getting everybody into one building and being able to train safely as it is, and then to have no combine, it was kind of a shock to us, first of all. But then we just had to make some small adjustments in our periodization and just making sure we were doing correct planning and making sure that we were getting them ready for their pro days, since all those pro days are still going on. And then we kind of felt a sense of duty to be able to offer something in replace of that. And so both our Arizona location and our Texas location that I work at are hosting a little bit of a small pro day just for our guys and our facilities, where we're filming a combine-like setting or pro day-like setting, and we're having some former team scouts do all the testings for validity and everything, and then we're going to send all that footage out for the guys. It was really big for a lot of our smaller school guys as well that don't have the opportunity to have the big pro days like the bigger school guys.
Now, that is something that's real important, because I told Sisu, because there's not this – big traditional combine as of old, a lot of those smaller school guys, you know, could be on the verge of missing out on opportunities in the NFL. With that being said, are you guys doing anything extra to help boost their brand or their exposure to kind of get them out so teams don't overlook them?
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. The pro day that I was talking about right there is, I'm pretty sure that all of that film of those guys training will get sent out to all 32 teams. So just today, one of the smaller school guys that's been training with us told me that his pro day just got completely canceled. So his pro day is not going to happen at all. So our pro day that we're doing for them is actually the only tape of him doing his performance, you know, tests that the scouts will ever see, that the teams will ever see.
Wow. Jordan Brown, performance manager at Exos in Texas, is joining us here, Nick and Cecil on The Fan. And when I look at the inside linebacker position, and I look at one of the players working down there with you, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, and I hope I pronounce that right, it's just different, right? We see a Levante David. We see a Devin White, both Buccaneers in that Super Bowl victory. But just that linebacker position and the inside guys, it's more than the old school thumpers. What kind of training performance are you doing with all of your linebacker prospects and those guys that can be so versatile to rush the passer but also stuff the run and then go out and cover these tight ends?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the big things is us is we're just, you know, from a performance setting, is making sure that they can showcase the skills that they have in a performance setting. So we, you know, he's got tons of tape. He shows that he can move around really well. Now we need to make it into like a tangible, you know, number that scouts can put on paper so that they can determine between two guys. And so we really work on him being able to showcase his skills in the 5-10-5 and the L drill, and being able to show that he can change direction. And not only that, but his speed as well. So position drill side, our position coaches work a lot to make sure that he's doing that. And I don't see a ton of that. I see more of the speed and the weight room stuff. But I mean, that's our goal is how do we take this, you know, all this film and make it into an objective data, you know, number, so that all these scouts can look and say, dang, that's a fast L drill. Dang, that's a fast 40. So he can showcase that.
Now, not wanting you to give away any trade secrets, but usually when you talk to a guy, who's a prospect, he gets two questions that's asked of him by other people. What's your 40 time and how much you're bench pressing? There's a lot of guys who are coming out of collegiate programs and they may not be more drill specific like you guys, but how do you take a guy, let's just say my guy Cecil Lammy, and put him on the bench to 225 and say he can only push out 6 reps? How do we get him to maybe 12 to 16?
Oh, I mean, come on down to Texas, Cecil. We'll get you right, you know?
I need some of that, man. Trust me. I got to stay away from that Texas barbecue, though.
Oh, hey, you need that, though. Good protein, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, hey, there are no trade secrets that you think are too wild. I think that's one of the things that we've kind of hung our hat on here at Exos is that we look at our 4 pillars, which is mindset, nutrition, movement, and recovery. And it's nothing that if you came in and watched us train, I mean, I've always felt this way, at least, I mean, working in the industry for 10 years, is that we're not going to knock your socks off with anything that's like new or proprietary or anything like that. It's we do the basics really well, and we do them every single day, day in, day out. We get guys to subscribe to a system that takes care of their mindset. They make sure that they get their recovery. They make sure that they're eating right. We're training right. We have a good game plan. And when you subscribe to that system over the, you know, period of the training program, they're going to come out at the end and be doing way better. I think last year, able to put an average of like, it was like 7.2 reps on everybody's bench. And I think this year we were even looking to beat that, and we're tracking a little bit closer to 8. So I mean, to have guys who are already strong, coming out of school and then be able to put 8 reps on their bench, I think is awesome. But it's also a testament to our whole staff that, you know, they can go see Noel, our dietitian, and get their nutrition right. And they can see Brent, our speed guy and director of Pro and Elite Performance, and get his 40 right. And then it's just those efforts, by our staff, and then the efforts every day by the athletes to, you know, get where they need to be.
It is Jordan Brown, performance manager at Exos Texas, joining Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And Jordan, appreciate your time. My final one for you has to do with the guy I saw down at the Senior Bowl that you guys are working with down there at Exos Texas, and that's Quinn Meinertz, a small school guy.
Oh, yeah.
Always showing off the midriff, though. Like, I mean, going to old school Matt Russell, old CU fans will remember that. But, Quinn turned a lot of heads down there. So let's talk about the importance of the Senior Bowl this year, especially COVID, no combine, and Quinn coming from a small school. You rarely see – I saw Allie Marpet at the Senior Bowl, right? So you rarely see that Division III get the Senior Bowl invite. Quinn was down there, super impressed with his game, and then everyone was talking about him showing off the midriff because he's like he didn't want to wear a shirt down there. So let's talk about that game, how important it was, the preparation of guys, small school Division III guy like Quinn Meinertz.
I mean, you said it, the importance of the Senior Bowl became tenfold, you know,
right?
Because, these guys aren't going to be able to showcase at the combine where you get the publicity, you get the, the platform to be able to showcase yourself, and the Senior Bowl, and sure did Quinn do it right. I mean, he became a meme. He put up some great film, pancaking guys, and shoot, if you need a template of how to showcase yourself, I think Quinn did it right there. Just follow that playbook if you're a small school guy, and you're going to get some looks. That's for sure. And I mean, he's got a great personality too. You guys you're going to love Quinn. I'm going to love to see him go do his thing in the NFL in the future and go rock people's world and then be able to do interviews. And I mean, that's his personality. He pulls up his shirt and he's got his keg out there so everybody can see it. And I love that guy. He's great, man. He comes in and grinds all the time, but I was really happy to see that able to go down there and showcase themselves like they do. I mean, really good to see. I love it. I went to a 1AA school, so, I got a love for the small school guys.
Nice.
Well, that's great. And here's what I love about EXO is because you guys take those mid-level guys who are the top-tier guys, and you help mold and create them into new NFL's prospects coming in. But there's a guy that you guys are working with right now, Asante Samuel. And, I mean, I played against his father for a couple of years in the NFL. He is a top prospect coming out. The Broncos are in need of a corner. I don't know what direction that they're going to go. But what can you tell us about Asante Samuel that would kind of maybe get our Broncos fan base excited if the team decides to go in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, hey, number one, he's really good at football.
Right.
But second of all, he's a great person. He shows up every day and he grinds. He works really hard. He's a quick guy. He's real quick. He's twitchy. I haven't seen Brent. I don't know any of his numbers or anything on his speed right now. But, I draft the guy just based on, his personality and what I see on his tape. I think if he goes out there and does what he needs to do, pro day wise, if I was the Broncos GM, I'd take him.
I hope that is the case, because we are in desperate need of so many different positions, and it may be too many to just kind of plug in the draft, but having a young corner like Asante Samuel, and if he plays anything like his father, aggressive, then that would definitely fit with what the Broncos are definitely doing, man. So, Joey, man, I always love what you're doing. I love the fact that I had an opportunity to work with you at Exos in Los Angeles out in Carson, near Carson, California. And I just really appreciate what you guys continue to do to help some of these prospects to understand the world of professional sports that they are entering in. And you are always welcome here. Any of you players are always welcome here on the Nick and Cecil Show. So thank you for giving me some of your time.
No problem. Thank you so much, Nick. It's what we love to do, and I want to give a short little shout out to all my teammates, all the guys we're working with in the pro day and combine training, and all the coaches across Exos. Because really, I think what makes Exos is amazing is the quality of coaches that we hire, and I love working with those people every day from all of our facilities. And we love working with athletes not only when they're preparing for the beginning of their career, but after they finish their career. And we love getting to know people and really kind of invest in the person and not only just the athlete. We love working with the person. So thank you. I really appreciate that, Nick.
That's what makes them the best. Jordan, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for joining the show.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
There's Jordan Brown, performance manager at Exos Texas. And I need to get to ask him about Ja'Marr Chase.